Welcome to the deep dive. Today, well, we're digging into something pretty vital, getting a really good night's sleep.
Absolutely. We've got this review here from Mattress Advisory, dated April 25th, 2025. It's all about the Sattva Solaire mattress.
Right. And our mission today is basically to unpack this review, figure out what makes the Solaire tick, and, you know, help you decide if it might be right for you.
And what jumps out immediately, I think, is the personalization. This mattress has 50 adjustable firmness settings.
50? That's a lot. It kind of blows the usual soft, medium, firm choice out of the water, doesn't it?
It really does. It tackles that frustration head on.
Yeah.
You know, being stuck with something that's just not quite right.
Exactly. And for couples, this gets even more interesting. The queen size and up have dual air chambers.
Ah, yes. That's a huge deal.
It means you can have your side like a marshmallow while your partner's side is much firmer. Same bed, different feels.
Solves a very common problem. No more compromises. Or, well, fewer compromises, maybe.
And we should probably address the airbed thing. People hear air mattress and think camping.
Right, temporary guest bed vibes. But the review makes it clear this is different. It's positioned as luxury.
Yeah, they talk about using quality materials like five-zone natural latex, gel-infused memory foam.
So it's not just an air bladder. It's got proper comfort layers on top, aiming for that premium feel.
Plus, Sattva itself, they've been around since 2010, right? Known for luxury, eco-friendly stuff.
Yeah, the review mentions over 2 million customers served, industry awards. There's some credibility there. It's not some brand new startup.
Okay, so let's dive into those 50 settings. How does that actually work? The review mentions a scale, like 3.5 for soft, 5.5 medium, 7.5 firm.
Basically, it gives you this incredibly wide range. So theoretically, it should cater to almost any sleeping style, side, back, stomach.
And different body types too, I imagine.
Exactly. Lighter people, heavier people, people with specific needs, like, say, recovering from an injury. That adjustability could be key.
Okay, so let's break that down by sleep style, like the review does, for side sleepers.
Uh-huh. They need cushioning, right?
Right.
For shoulders and hips. So the softer settings around that 3.5 are meant to give you that plushness, that pressure relief.
Makes sense. You don't want your arm falling asleep or your hip aching?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Now, for back sleepers, the review points towards the medium settings, that 5.5 range.
Why medium? What's the goal there?
It's about balance. You need enough give for comfort, but critically, enough support to keep your spine aligned. Lumbar support is mentioned specifically.
Ah, yes. Keeping that lower back supported is crucial for back sleepers. Avoid that hammock effect.
Exactly. And then stomach sleepers, they often have the toughest time finding the right mattress.
Yeah, because you need firmness to stop your hips sinking too low, right? That throws your spine out of whack.
Correct. So the review highlights the firmer settings, like the 7.5 for them, to keep that midsection supported and the spine more neutral.
So it really seems designed to cover all the bases, sleep position-wise.
That's the idea behind that huge range, yeah. Now back to the dual air chambers for couples. We mentioned different firmness. What else?
Well, movement, right. If one person tosses and turns.
Ah, motion isolation. Good point.
Yeah, with separate chambers, the movement on one side shouldn't transfer as much to the other. Less waking each other up. The review does mention decent motion isolation.
Decent is probably fair for an air-based system, but definitely better than a single chamber would be. That's a big plus for late sleepers sharing a bed.
Okay, let's get into the actual layers. What's this thing made of besides the air chambers? Starts with the cover.
Right, an organic cotton cover. The review says it's breathable, helps wick moisture away.
So aiming for a cooler sleep surface from the get-go.
Yeah, standard good practice for a quality mattress. Then, gel-infused memory foam is next.
Okay, memory foam for that cushioning, that pressure relief. And the gel infusion is supposed to help with cooling, too.
That's the intention, yeah. To counteract memory foam's tendency to trap heat a bit. Provides that initial hug.
And then the latex, it says 5-zone natural latex. What does 5-zone mean, practically?
It means the latex isn't uniform. It's firmer in some areas, softer in others, corresponding to different parts of your body.
Like firmer under the hips and lumbar, maybe softer under the shoulders.
Exactly. It's about targeted support, promoting spinal alignment by giving support or pressure relief precisely where it's needed. More sophisticated than just a flat slab of latex.
Gotcha. And under that, the core, the vulcanized air chambers. Vulcanized sounds sturdy.
It is. Vulcanization is a process that makes rubber stronger, more durable. So these aren't like pool floaty air chambers. They're built to last and hold those precise firmness levels.
Okay. And there's also lumbar zone quilting, more back support.
Seems so. An extra bit of reinforcement right in that lower back area, working with the zone latex and the air chambers for spinal alignment, really doubling down on back support.
And one last construction bit, the reinforced power edge enclosure. Why is edge support important?
Well, nobody likes feeling like they're going to roll off the bed, right? Good edge support maximizes the usable surface area. You can sleep or sit right near the edge without it collapsing. Especially important for couples.
So it's quite a complex system. Comfort layers on top, adjustable support underneath. How well does it actually keep you cool, though? The review mentioned a limitation.
Right. It has features designed to help with cooling the cotton cover, the gel foam. But the review notes it doesn't have active cooling tech.
Like phase change materials or special cooling fabrics.
Exactly. Hmm. So while it should sleep cooler than, say, a basic memory foam mattress, if you're someone who sleeps really hot, the review suggests it might not be the absolute coolest option out there. Something to keep in mind.
Fair enough. Okay, practical stuff. Adjustable base compatibility.
Yes. Yep. The review confirms it works with adjustable bases. That's a big plus for flexibility reading, watching TV, elevating head or feet for comfort or health reasons.
Adds another layer of customization, really. And the trial and warranty. Sounds impressive.
Very. A 365-night trial. That's a full year to decide if you like it. That's pretty much industry leading.
A whole year. That takes a lot of the risk out. And yeah, the warranty.
The lifetime warranty. Again, shows a lot of confidence from Satatfa in the product's durability.
Okay. And getting it into your house. Delivery.
This sounds pretty seamless. Free white glove delivery. They bring it in, set it up completely, and haul away your old mattress.
Oh, that's nice. No wrestling with a giant box, no off-gassing wait times, because it's not compressed.
Exactly. Makes the whole process much less of a chore.
But all this comes at a price, obviously. The review flags it as a luxury item, queen size over $4,000.
Yeah, it's definitely an investment piece, no question.
So how does the review justify that cost?
It points to the premium materials, organic cotton, natural latex, the unique, extensive customization, the dual adjustability, and that high level of service. The delivery, the long trial, the lifetime warranty. Plus, financing options are available.
Right. You're paying for the tech, the materials, and the whole package.
Pretty much. So, summing it up, who is this really for?
The review suggests it's great for couples with different needs, obviously. Also, basically any sleep position because of the adjustability, people needing good back support, and anyone who just really values being able to fine-tune their comfort.
And who should maybe look elsewhere?
Definitely budget shoppers.
Yeah.
That price point is significant. And as we mentioned, maybe folks who run extremely hot at night might want something with active cooling.
Okay. And the review mentioned a couple of other Satatfa beds briefly.
Yeah, just as alternatives. The DLX Premier Hybrid if you want a more traditional hybrid feel, and the Plank Firm Lux if you need something, well, extremely firm.
So those are for people who know they want that specific feel rather than the adjustability of the Solaire?
Exactly. The Solaire's main selling proposition is that adjustable firmness.
Right. So boiling it down, the key takeaways are incredible personalization.
Yeah, 50 settings, that dual-sided control for couples, mm-hmm. premium naturally leaning materials, and that really strong trial and warranty package making it less risky.
It definitely feels like a move away from just picking one mattress and hoping for the best.
Totally. Which kind of leads to a final thought, doesn't it? We customize so much in our lives now. Phones, cars, coffee. Why not the thing we spend maybe a third of our life on?
Good point.
This level of personalization in a mattress mm-hmm. makes you wonder, what else in our daily routine is kind of stuck in a one-size-fits-all mode that could actually benefit from this kind of fine-tuning? Definitely something to chew on.